right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. You are on and tuned in to the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz of Love the Real Da Vinci Code fame and co-host, Reverend Roxy, who is giving it up for God the Creator. And I am telling you, are you ready to go in to explore, to become friendly with the law and the source and the center and the home and the home? Are you ready to go to the well, to the water, to the will of the one? Ask yourself, what is the chief study of philosophers? It is the investigation of the operation of nature, of course. And what is the end of nature? Why, I'm hoping it is God, which is my reason, who is also the beginning and the end and the beginning of all things. And what should be the qualities possessed by those who examine nature? They should be like nature herself, truthful, simple, and patient, and very persevering. Would you not agree, Dr. Lynn?
Oh, Reverend Roxy, what a beautiful introduction to the Insight Hour. Totally awesome revelation truth, and very simply, beautifully said. I love it. That's what we're doing. You know, it's a pleasure, privilege to join you. Folks, thanks for joining us every week, every Tuesday night, East Coast time. It's midnight. West Coast, where I am, it's 9 o'clock, and that is 7 o'clock where Reverend Roxy is. Reverend Roxy, thanks so much for hosting the show in my absence.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Len. I'm going to be kicking it back here listening to you, and then we'll see where you're going with it. But please do let everybody know what's going on with you here on the road.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, folks, I've been traveling extensively. This is an awesome time where the Creator is literally blessing us royally. In fact, you know, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Creator, and all one needs to do to be fully blessed is right stand in that love frequency vibration, in the harmonics from the heavenly kingdom. And ultimately, that's what we're about. We're going around the country now, and all of the steps are being ordered, the synchronicities are happening, the people are falling into place. The concept that prosperity, not simply financial, but prosperity in all ways that mounts and comes about from joy to love, the love of joy and the joy of love and giving and sharing is that also of receiving and caring. And the bottom line is what's taking place now. Thank you so much, Don Newsom, who's our technical advisor in Control Central and BBSRadio.com. A little technical difficulties, folks, on the road with the different phone lines that we connect to do the show every week. You know, each one has its own unique volume, and each one has its own ultimately gain in studio. So basically, thank you, Don, for resolving our technical difficulties. You know, folks, again, what we're talking about, what I'm doing on the road here is we're setting up all of the ducks, all of the team members, all the major players all across the United States and North America. We're actually going into Toronto in about a week and a half. We're going to be taking the lovetherealdavincicode.com information. If you haven't seen that website, you must go to it. Go to www.lovetherealdavincicode.com, and you will find there a number of links, awesome things. We're beginning a new record label because we're taking over the music industry. We're going to be also advancing healthcare in bioholographic resonance frequency technology that literally causes our bodies to entrain as they had meant to the core creative love vibrations of our grand creator. And so all of healthcare, really, we've talked about this on the Inside Hour, is simply a matter of manifesting, crystallizing, precipitating the love vibrations that is inherent in nature. The entire universe is based on that sanity and that direct mathematical matrix and harmony which presents this vibration of divinity into our Holy Spirit-filled temples has the capacity to realign us, to entrain us, to this divinity at every given moment, at every moment, which is a choice point that we have to open our hearts to be in joy and peace and bliss rather than be in fear and dissonance and anger or guilt. And the reality that we're now seeing, the synchronicities are happening all over the place for those who have hearts wide enough open to receive this blessing and the ears to hear these kinds of words. Those of us who are engaged in this great beginning times battle for the sanity on this planet to be in harmony again versus dissonance, that we, our steps, our righteousness, our right standing in this kingdom of heaven manifesting on earth is now being blessed. All of the people are falling into place. The finances are coming in. All of the things that we have prophesied would happen in the end times with a massive transfer of wealth and the spiritual uplift, the virtual rapture, where the uplift of the spirit and the soul of those who are kindred spirits in the Creator, that these are now the miracle times. And everything is falling into place. All of the people that we are engaging with that have been doing their due diligence, and even more, paying their dues. If you recall, the Bible tells us in the end times that those folks who have the Creator's name on their foreheads, in their foreheads, that is imprinted in there as a great blessing, that they will have paid their dues. In other words, they were ransomed from the earth. That means they've paid their dues. They've gone through the dog days. They've gone through the wild and hard tribulations in their lives, and that they've come out still faithful believers, full-faith, trusting servants of our grand and glorious Creator. And as a result of having paid their dues and remaining true, every one of us are being blessed now, and it's occurring in little and big miracle ways. Prayers are manifesting. Within hours that we have a desire to have something or someone come into our lives, they're manifesting. And this is the great and glorious time that we've been waiting for. You know, it's a perfect time. We have about 5.5 years before the Mayan calendar ends, before we have a great, tremendous polarity shift on this planet, as not only prophesied scripturally, but also in science and physics. We have research and mathematics. A lot of this is covered in the Love Code DVD documentary that explains much of what I'm saying and gives you the hard scientific and mathematical facts that relay that this reality in which we live is literally a musical, mathematical matrix manifestation of divine creation, and that this is such an awesome time and awesome revelation, just like it said in the Bible, in the end times, all of the greatest truths will be known. And if the truth shall set us free, then the greatest truths, the greatest secreted truths, have the capacity to emancipate us completely. And that this is the times in which we are living now. So I give thanks and great glory and praise to our universal one, our total source, our true guide, the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra that is orchestrating this divinity, this heavenly music that is manifesting in we the people, in our hearts, opening them up, resonating and spinning those heart chakras so that they are in balance and aligned with this master conductor, master composer in the music that is coming forth from heaven. So this is a time when colleagues of mine, and this is one of the main reasons I'm on the road and the Creator has me out here, is we are engaging in the mission that is articulated in lovetherealdavincicode.com website. There's a new newsletter. If you look carefully, read the newsletter. You'll be able to understand. It's a free download, the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. You can order it toll free. I'll give you that number in a minute. But you can read it for free on a free download from that website. There's also the perfect circle of sound that we understand that we are miraculous manifestations of musical mathematics, and that we crystallize, we materialize in this quantum field, and that is essentially what is our makeup. It is a divine song, and a universal harmony from this magnificent heavenly symphony, and that we can now manifest ourselves, recreate ourselves with music. That's what the perfect circle of sound is. One of the objectives that we have in this mission is to create the beginning times concert for the 144,000, as prophesied in Revelation 14:1, where we will sing a new song. 144,000 of us will gather, whether it's on the internet or however, we will gather, and it is very shortly we will do so, in order to sing to the waters of the world. We have a website where that's seated. That whole concept is now seated on liveh2o.org, www.liveh2o, that's water, .org, liveh2o.org. And you can begin to understand when you go to the perfectcircleofsound.com, which again is a link from the lovetherealdavincicode.com website, you'll be able to see and understand we've just formed a record label. We have 6 brand new albums that Scott Huckabee, who is the lead guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance, fantastic guitarist who has taken on these tones. And I was just in L.A., Los Angeles, the other night, where Scotty played 2 concerts over the last week, and the audience was just blown out. It was just a very extremely uplifting and very wonderful acknowledging for Scotty, because he's worked so hard too, and he's got such a pure spirit and a true desire to serve humanity with these tones. That's his now mission in life. One can perceive very, very easily, if one is at all spiritually sensitive and is engaged in listening and appreciating music, and most of us do, and if you're at all sensitive in this way, you will see and feel a difference between what you get when you turn on the radio versus what you get when you turn on the creator and the creator's music. When you're listening to most of the music, you have to understand, A, which all the instruments that is being played on normal radio today is not 440 hertz frequency. It's 417. And C is 528. That's the love code. That's the love note. It's 528 cycles per second is the resonant frequency of the center of our hearts. So that when we start to play this music, that's the creator's music, we entrain ourselves. Our hearts start to resonate in keeping with the love that is at the center of the universe, forever being given to us for free, just out of joy. That is the essence of our Creator. When one plays and listens to this music, it has an extraordinary impact. We start to go back into alignment. We breathe easier. Diseases, since there's nothing missing or nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, the diseases in our bodies, when it's resonating in keeping with this universal harmony and perfection, it simply goes away. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit power of divine love that does all the healing anyway. So, of course, it's so simple. It's been right in front of our eyes the whole time. The bottom line is today now we have not only the scriptural facts and truth, we have it supported and reinforced and proven by science. Hard, cold science, mathematics. Math, by the way, is the word of a creator. The language of the creator is mathematics. The words that you're hearing out of my lips right now, it's based on mathematics, frequencies of sound, cycles per second of vibrations. And so this is now, we are beginning to grasp and now applying these magnificent revelations in these end times for humanity's salvation and this planet's evolution spiritually, as well as metaphysically in keeping with nature, so that we respect nature as being a manifestation of our grand creator. We respect the waters, the living waters, as being a creative juice that holds and responds to consciousness, creative consciousness. Back in Genesis, the book of Genesis, the creator created through the spoken word on water, We are the water bodies. We are the Holy Spirit-filled temples full of water. We are the manifestation of the music. And this is such a magnificent time to be alive, to hold these revelations, to celebrate these revelations. And when you go on lovetherealdavincicode.com website, the last link at the very near the very bottom is you'll see the Love Code Seminar Musical Celebration Events. In 2 weeks, I will be in Toronto. For those of you anywhere near the Toronto area, don't miss it. We already have two television companies lined up to get up there and to begin to film this. It will be an extraordinary event. I will be on stage with Scott Huckabee. He will be playing the 528 harmonic frequencies in a concert beginning Friday night. I'm going to be lecturing. Scotty will be playing at the same time, and then we'll be dancing. We'll be celebrating the revelations that I'm sharing now. And as we simply dance and appreciate the music and celebrate, literally we will be healed. The healing comes because we're simply aligning ourselves and beginning to harmonize and vibrate with that magnificent, perfect circle of sound, the perfect music, the perfect harmony, created not by man, not by the Roman Catholic Church's manipulation of the music. That's what we listen to when we turn on all of the radio stations. We listen to all the CDs. I don't care if you're listening to U2, to Paul McCartney, to Elton John, to anybody that's out there, even Sting, who I adore. If they're playing A440, they're playing the Roman Catholic Church's man-made manipulation of the divine music. Now we have the revelations. Now we have the understanding. If we simply change the tuning of our instruments, we retune our instruments to retune ourselves, to get a tune-up, to get a spiritual uplift. And this is what is healing people now. We've had miraculous healings after miraculous healings. We're beginning to see this over and over again being reported. Nothing is surprising anymore. The miracles that we're experiencing in our lives as a result of simply listening and enjoying and celebrating this music is literally taking place beyond the synchronicity and the miracle manifestation of the people and the resources to bring optimal prosperity into our lives and abundance into our lives in all ways. You remember from John, it was that the Creator wanted us to be healthy and wealthy, and above all, be in joy and in harmony and in peace and in health and in prosperity. And that this is exactly what it is that's taking place today, that we have this ability, we have this technology, and we have the practical application of these divine inspirations. And it is bringing on, of course, you would expect nothing less than the Creator's creative technology, nothing less than the core creative frequencies of sound, the perfect circle of sound. We would expect nothing less than miracles and living a miraculous life. So, Reverend Roxy, I thank you so much for being the host on the Inside Hour and being my co-host, being my friend, being our Prime Minister, and I appreciate the opportunity to check in with you. I'll do it again, Creator willing, next week, and I love listening to you, and I appreciate you. I thank you for the contributions you're making, not only in Hawaii, but across the United States and across the world for those listening to the Inside Hour.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Lynn. I miss you so much. Can't wait for you to get back home.
Well, I'll be around the 1st of May. I am still scheduled to come back. There's been a couple other engagements that have been popping up. It might be not until May 6th that I'm able to return. But in Kona, we've got a couple events coming up. We've got, first of all, we've got, for those of you who want to be engaged with the Toronto Health Expo, you can go on to www.healthyworlddistributing.com website. That's where you can also order the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD. Do not pass go. Go right to Healthy World and order the Love Code DVD. and you will really, really appreciate this understanding. You'll start to live it. You'll start to live a miraculous life. You'll start to realize that miraculous healing included is the norm. Everything else, it ain't norm. It's not right. And so out of the deception, you know, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues, was what Yeshua had said. This is where we are today. Get the Love Code DVD. It'll explain it. If you've been engaged in watching the kind of like the circuits, even Larry King, they've talked about a DVD called The Secret. And it explains how if you simply or have a positive attitude and give and enjoy, you'll receive tremendous wealth. And that's part of it. You know, there's prosperity is measured in more than money. You know, people, in fact, we live by more than bread alone. And the bottom line is that the Love Code provides the understanding, the fundamental mathematical musical matrix upon which, or dynamics upon which the secret operates. So if you are like me, if you appreciate science, if you appreciate rationale, and you want to know how it happens and how it works, that these miracles can manifest in our lives, get the Love Code DVD. I also want to tell you that after Toronto, the Science and Consciousness 9th Annual International Conference is going to be held in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So I will be coming back from Toronto and directly going to Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's going to be the week of April 16th. And that on Thursday night of that week at the Film Center, there, and it's again listed on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website, where you will see that I'll be giving a whole presentation. Not with Scott this time, but we'll be playing the music. We'll have the music available for people who want to buy the CDs, which, again, you can get online. I'll give you a toll-free number before we close, so you can call up and get it if you don't want to get it online. HealthyWorldDistributing.com has the CDs right now, all six of Scotty Huckabee's brand-new CDs. I would recommend highly that you also get the Holy Harmony CD by Jonathan Goldman. It's, I believe, the most powerful healing CD in the world today, and I think it's probably going to remain that way. It's an extraordinary blessing for humanity that Jonathan has made. And we'll be in Santa Fe for Thursday night. I'm going to be doing a presentation at the Film Center there on the Love Code. And then the following Tuesday, the conference begins on Friday. People like C. Norman Shealy and many of the nation's leading scientists who are engaged in healing and consciousness are going to be presenting at the 9th International Conference on Science and Consciousness in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I will be presenting on Tuesday on this information in a presentation that's basically dealing with the Lost Temple Code. Your body is the Holy Spirit-filled temple, and the code that makes it tick, that makes it operate, that produces all the miracles, is this musical mathematics, this real Da Vinci Code. So that's the presentation I'll be giving on Tuesday. It looks as though I will be potentially coming back. It's not cemented yet, but it looks like I might be presenting a brief program in San Diego midweek. That would be on Saturday. I would be presenting in San Diego at the Earth Day Conference, an Earth Celebration Conference. There's a lot of people. I believe that there's scheduled about 60 to 80,000 people that are expected at this outdoor event in San Diego. And efforts are in the works to get me a confirmation there. I'll know that in the next few days. And then after that, I will be coming back to Hawaii. The Kona Conference is coming up, the Earth Celebration Conference in Kona. You can, get that information by going to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. On that website, has the information at the bottom of the home page. And again, the toll-free number now for any of the books or tapes or DVDs or CDs that we've produced, and I want to thank all of you again for all these years of support for keeping Tetrahedron Publishing Group and Healthy World Distributing operating and keeping us able to do the work that we're doing on behalf of humanity and the ministry's mission. And we appreciate it very, very much. Call a toll-free number to get any of these materials, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. So there you have it, Reverend Roxy. Again, thank you so much for hosting and co-hosting the Inside Hour. Love you dearly.
Don't go away.
Yeah.
Now. Mike, it's you are boring. Let's kick it. I haven't talked to you all week, and this is like, I'm loving this. 877-876-5227 if you're in the USA. And toll free 888-810-8322 in Canada. Or you can call direct. But please, somebody out there, call. I mean, we got Dr. Leonard Horowitz on the line and Reverend Roxy here. And if there's someone out there that would like to call, Don, let them in because there may be a question, life and death. But I'll tell you something, Dr. Len. I'm loving everything that you said. You know, today I was Googling and I went to the news, you know, and Bush, he's kind of mad at the Speaker of the House because the Speaker of the House went to Syria to discuss some situations and to speak to the people there. And Bush, he's not happy with that. You know, he's not happy with that because when Nancy goes over there and she starts talking to people, she's going to see that there's something just not right. And when Nancy Pelosi comes back, because I know because she's from the district from which I came from as a young woman, and my family, we all love Nancy, and we're so happy that she has advanced to this very honorable and powerful position where we know that she has an open ear for the truth, and she's not about to allow herself to be denigrated in history after she's built herself a reputation. So she's gone. Gone on a plane at a time when you can't trust anybody, and she's put her life on the line to go over there and talk to those people in Syria, which is a first start and a step in the right direction. You know, in Psalm 7, I was looking and I said, Dr. Mann, I found the Psalms, because, you know, we love that because that goes back to David, you know, and all the Psalms that he wrote. And one of them was Psalm 7, and everybody can look at that. You can even just type it in and get there ahead of me. It says, take a look at those who are in labor with wickedness, who conceive evil and give birth to a lie. They dig a pit and make it deep and fall into the hole that they have made. Their malice turns back upon their own head. Their violence falls on their own scalp. Isn't that an absolute revelation coming in a psalm? See, you have to just open up any book of inspiration, and you're going to find the truth. It is true that we will not win if we degrade ourselves and go down to evil forces. That is why we must pray. That is why we must work. That is why we must search and examine and investigate. In fact, we have to start, you talk about the Renaissance, we have to start our own inquisition, you see. We have to begin to inquire about the causes of the structural things that are happening in the world. We've got to get beyond the issues because, folks, this next election is coming up, and you know I've got the turtle party going on, T-U-R-T-L-E. You know, Dr. Len, I launched it. I bought turtleparty.com, and we are in the process of registering 663 registered voters to start our party here on the big island in the state of Hawaii. And then we're going to create what the turtles have met, some of us already who have bought into this idea of a third party. We're kind of posing what we call early on the third party, third political threat. You see, I'm a very...
Tell everyone what turtle stands for.
The United Resolution to Love Earth Party. And I bought the .com so that we can begin to communicate with people specifically, Dr. Len, about this here party. And I want to tell you something, Dr. Len. You know, I was sent on this mission by a woman whose name is Teresa Gandhi in 1995. And she gave me the history on the Turtle Party, and she said it started with an essay in the East West Journal, and it was an essay contest that was to explain how we achieve world peace in a future time. And the winning entry came in late, handwritten, and from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's a mystery as to who actually started the Turtle Party. But, Dr. Len, you know I am an excellent researcher, and I refuse to believe that something as wonderful as this could hide from me for long. And guess what? I found, I do believe, the man who originated the acronym, the United Resolution to Love Earth Party. Isn't that exciting?
All right, who was that?
I will tell you this, that there is an Olympic alpine skier named Bodie Miller. Have you ever heard of him?
No, but that doesn't mean too much.
All right, everybody out there that's listening to me, everybody, I want you to Google Bodie Miller, and then I want you to find a Rolling Stone article. And in that Rolling Stone article, Dr. Len, called Speed Freak, because this young man goes faster on skis than anybody on the planet, okay, there was a little mention of his father. His father's name is Woody Miller. And it said on this web page that this man started a thing called the Turtle Party, the United Resolution to Love Earth Party. Can I tell you how excited I am and how I'm going to continue this conversation? And I'm going to find Woody Miller. I'm going to thank him. And I'm hoping that the momentum will pick up for this, because it was a grand thought in 81, and its time is now.
Awesome. I want to give you some other information, too, and the folks listening. There is a fabulous, fabulous film that we just we were able to screen the other night at a movie theater in, it was right outside of Hollywood, Culver City, and it's called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. It's based on Dan Millman's book by that title, and he was an Olympic athlete that was training and awesome and shattered about 17 bones in his leg and in his thigh and hip, and it looked as though his dreams of being an Olympic champion were crushed. The doctor said that he would never compete again. He had a metal pin put in to hold him together. Well, it's a story of how his spiritual guru, an incredible human being or spirit, played by Nick Nolte, gave him counsel and gave him direction and brought him from being a really yuck of a person to this magnificent, loving, spirit-filled, powerful athlete. And this is a movie that everyone must see. It is called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And then there's also a very, very cute film that even children will appreciate. I brought my children to it the other night. It was the it's called Mimsy, the Last Mimsy. It's a very, very cute film about two children that end up helping the future of the human race survive what is currently taking place on this planet, a mutational process by which our lives, our entire species is threatened. And it fell into the hands of two little children, a little boy and a little girl. And it's a very uplifting film whereby the children saves all of the human race to be able to evolve and continue to have a spirit-filled evolution. So it's a very, very great time that we're living in. Even many films in Hollywood, quality productions are coming out now with the kinds of revelations and entertainment that I know you, Reverend Roxy, and I hold dear in our hearts.
Oh, you know it. You know, it's an about face. What was what people are now discovering as they're trying to make ends meet and they're trying to reason what's going on over in the Middle East, they're all having now an awareness that they need more than money. They need more than a home and a roof over their head. They need the spiritual, accumulation of faith based upon prayer and hard work and a moral a way of thinking that has a righteous tone to it is where people are starting to gather. And people are just changing. I can see it even in our own community here. I'm telling you, there's things going on over here in Hawaii, and it's mystifying, but people are beginning to start to talk and to begin to come together and commune, and it's just absolutely fantastic. And I want to catch that wave. I want to keep the momentum going. And this is one of the reasons why we have decided that if we're going to gather and exercise our rights, what little we have left, but all of God's laws are fixed and in place, so I can lean on them real good. Don't you think, Dr. Lynn, that there
absolutely.
Is something else for us to focus on?
You know, the concept that even children need a certain structure in order to become the good, pure, total, high-valued human beings, to live a life of sincere service and contribution, to be of service to the Creator and humanity. It requires a certain structuring, and that, you know, the context in which this whole evolution of humanity and spirituality is taking place, it is a structured matrix of mathematics, the miraculous mathematics of our divine Creator. The musical mathematics, as again revealed in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, and on the documentary, The Love Code, really begins to make us very, very certain that we are living, we are created in a structure of a universe that's designed to perfection like our bodies, beyond the wildest imaginations. The technology that has gone into and the creativity and the genius that has gone into creating this thing that we call a human being and this incredible universe in which we live, that it's structured. And if we are to live our lives similarly in the image of the Creator, fully blessed, forever in love and giving and joy, then we have got to have some structure in our own lives based on not man's law, but the Creator's law. Why would we forgo that? Why would we turn away from that? Why would we, in any sanity, turn to anything but that for our salvation and our direction? And so this is, I think, a great lesson that you're touching upon. The world can be falling apart. But so what? That's merely a physical, speck in the grand matrix of musical math. That's available right here, right now. We're living in parallel universes and spiritual dimensions that are right here, right now. So that the Bible comes alive. The Book of Psalms comes alive. You begin to realize why David was always happy and singing and celebrating and praising our grand Creator. Was, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear anything. Yea, things can be falling apart. We could be going to war and terrorist attacks and this and that and all this political turmoil, but yet we can carry the peace and the bliss in our own lives, in our own hearts, and our Holy Spirit-filled temples. That this is a reality. This is far more real than anything else that's a deception and a distraction from this magnificent creation. And we're part of that creation. It's to be celebrated. And yes, it engages the structure. Yes, it engages a world that may not be operating, but there's so much more when we connect with the full truth. And I think that that's where I want to live. That's where I would prefer to focus. And, you know, again, there's a lot of bad news in the world. Again, you know, I'm asked many, many times to give seminars still and lectures on vaccines and vaccine toxicity and the mercury contaminations that the drug industrialists are putting out for profit and literally decimating our population and our children's neurology to not just make a profit, but because there's a overriding depopulation agenda to kill off at least half to two-thirds of the world's population because simply smaller populations are easier to control. And in an era where there's a spiritual renaissance, where the children are being born with just an incredible genius intelligence unfolding and the capability to literally solve all the world's problems. You know, those that have been holding control for millennia and their families and the bloodlines that have been manipulating, coercing, and enslaving and killing people at will for profit and politics, this whole concept of genocide, that's the strict definition of what genocide is all about. Their time is over. They've done their thing. They've done their thing long enough. The Bible's called for a termination of that insanity, and that now what we have are the revelations that prove that the Bible is accurate. The science that evidences it. The science that decrees that we are these divine creations capable and worthy of having peace on earth rather than war and terrorism. And so, you know, it's just a grand time to be alive. The choice that we have to make is how much do we focus on the negativity versus the positivity? How much do we give praise and glory to the creator structure, the mathematical matrix of creation, in which we can live righteously and have miraculous life, versus how much do we focus on and invest in the evening news? And so, you know, I applaud you for, I know that you like me. And, you know, you and I go back and forth. We're so much alike. You know, there'll be a month or two where I'll focus on the vaccine issues and the American Red double cross and the contamination of the blood and how hideous now humanity's bloodstream's being polluted, contaminated, poisoned, is causing all of these diseases. And I'll focus on that for a month. But I can tell you, folks, where my heart is. It's singing and joyful celebration for the revelation of our co-creatorship and this whole concept now that we can take the knowledge, the technology of the Creator's contextual reality. The context, that means that the circle in which we live, the structure in which we live, is this perfect circle of sound. And I believe it's time to sing praises with these tones. And in that is the new song that will bring about the whole transformation, the paradigm shift, the new age revolution, the messianic age, irregardless of what theology you hold or what religious persuasion or denomination you fall into. I'm talking about what you've longed for. And that this is the time, and the structure in which it is unfolding is it's the law. Nothing that man's going to do is going to change the law. And the law and the dynamics of its unfoldment, this process of us fulfilling our divine destiny and inheriting that incredible divinity and fulfilling the prophecy of 1,000 years of world peace. That's what it's time, in my humble opinion, to celebrate. You know, people have called me, decreed me a modern day prophet. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we begin to celebrate what is. Celebrate the gospel. That's the good news, the great news. if we were to celebrate this, and again, you think about in John, I said earlier, you know, above all, I wish you to be prosperous, to be having a full, loving, spiritually uplifting and healthy life in prosperity and joy. And the whole concept that we relay in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the DVD, the Love Code, where simply that can manifest by embracing joy as the key emotion with which one can live one's life, along with the love of love, the love of faith and trust, and giving one full faith and trust in love, and then the sharing of that. And of course, there's the caring of that in human service. There's the empathy that's required to realize we're all brothers and sisters. We all need an uplift every now and again. We all need to come together as family in these end times and support each other, reflect each other, including reflect the ways in which we can better ourselves. Because we know the truth, and it's easy sometimes to lose it, and it's easy to have a friend or a family member reflect back the correct way based on the law and the sanity, and then step right back into that divinity. And that's what this whole process is.
Back into that divinity, Dr. Len. I want to wish you a happy Passover.
Oh, thank you, sister.
I want to wish you the best Passover ever. I'd like for you to call attention to that, because isn't it the Last Supper? It wasn't the Da Vinci Code all based on that? And isn't it so wonderful that me and you and the world is talking today about that very fact? Passover, Easter, the sacrifice, the mission, and two, you mentioned prophets. Yes, you are a prophet, Dr. Lynn. You are a researcher extraordinaire. And I know that many, many people are going to be thanking you in the future for having dared to explore this issue, even though they've turned it into a sensational movie and all of this. You saw it, you grasped it, and you didn't allow us to go in a different direction. We are on the right path. We're on the even way. So I want to thank you, and I want to wish everybody out there, we're not concluding yet, folks. I just wanted to get that in there before we finish. I wanted to wish you a happy Passover.
Thank you so much, sister. Yes, indeed. Thanks everyone for allowing us to have a wonderful Pesach, a happy, healthy Passover. You know, the lesson from that whole amazing event, too, and this occurred to me today, too. You know, if you go back to the story of the Passover, there was a decree that the angel of death would leave alone the families who had faith and trust and who used a blood sacrifice, had a blood sign symbolizing their faith and trust in the Creator, that the firstborn would be spared, and that all of those who didn't have the faith and trust in that one salvation source, their children, their most endearing male firstborn, the most important of the family's heritage, would be struck down. And that's the time in which we're currently engaged. Do we see the divine hand in Bush's war on terrorism? Do we see the divine hand that people, politicians, who are real true leaders, who have real full faith and trust in the Creator, that they're coming out and we can literally see who they are? You shall know them by the fruit of their labor, most importantly by what they have created for humanity. And so that their message is a salvation message. The true leaders are the ones who are not slaughtering our children, not sending our sons and daughters off to die for a false god. They are the ones, the true faithful believers, who will be spared as this angel of death now, as the divine judgment comes across America and the rest of the world, that it is the time, by which karma and judgment is being rendered, and that there is going to be two-thirds of the world's population eliminated over a very short period of time now. Will you be among those? Will your sons and daughters be among those slaughtered needlessly when all one simply needs is to restore that faith and trust in our soul source? What a glorious time it is. Even if, you know, you can see there's misery, that those who are miserable have brought it on themselves by their own choosing, by their own ignorance. And those who are in charge, and the leaders, the false leaders particularly, that they will have their judgment day as well. It's just the way it is. It's the way the mathematical matrix operates. It is the law. And it's not man's law, it's the Creator's law. We now have absolute, firm, solid, scientific, mathematical evidence that proves it. It's in the love code. It's in love, the real Da Vinci code. You want to see how judgment is rendered? How the fruit of one's positive labor manifests? And how what goes around comes around? How karmic resolutions occur in the universe? This is what the love code presents. So, you know, this structure, this musical mathematical matrix, this perfect circle of sound is all she wrote for creation. If you want to be a powerful co-creator with this divine plan and you want to live life fully, prosperously in every way, simply follow the Creator's law, the Creator's word, the sounds of divinity.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well put, Dr. Len. You know, I want to finish up here. We got like about 3 minutes left. I'd like to tell everybody that you've been listening to the Inside Hour, and the last voice you heard there was Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who has just written his new book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. We want to join you every Tuesday on the Inside Hour, 7 o'clock in Pacific time. I guess that would be Hawaiian time, and on the mainland in California and all up there, we're on at 9 o'clock, and then midnight on the East Coast. I'd like to leave you all with a thought. You know, every week I leave you with a thought, and this time since it's Passover and we're dealing with all things Jewish and we get into the East Hour, I wanted to share with you a quote. And this quote is by Eric Musham. Forgive me if I pronounce his name wrong. But this young man wrote this and said this. Those who comfortably acquiesce and say we cannot change things shamefully desecrate human dignity and all the gifts of their own hearts and brain. For they renounce without a struggle every use of their ability to overthrow man-made institutions and governments and to replace them with new ones. Eric Musham. Let's keep that in mind, folks, this week as we begin to discuss this thing in the Middle East and right here, the Patriot Act and all the rest. And get involved, folks. Find your cause and stand for it. This is Reverend Roxy. Dr. Len, I hope to see you and lay my eyes on you real soon, whether it be May 1st or May 6th. I love you, and I want to say goodbye to everybody out there and say aloha.
Aloha. Be blessed. Love you. Bye-bye.